Once upon a time, there was a fisherman. And this fisherman was sailing his boat way out in the ocean. And ahead of him, all of a sudden, he saw this dark shape moving in the water. He saw this dark shape moving in the water, a darkness getting larger and larger, coming closer and closer to his ship, and he started to get very scared. He started to think, oh no, what's this? It must be a whale. It must be a whale, because no other creature was as big as that. That dark shape got closer and closer and closer. And the fisherman started just hanging on to the side of his boat, thinking, at any moment she's going to break through the surface and smash my ship into smithereens. But even though she got close, even though he could see her through the last remaining distance of water, why, when she emerged out of the dark blue sea, it was gentle. As her great big head came up next to the boat, as he saw her one eye staring at him from the side of her head, he felt calm. He felt safe. This whale felt peaceful. She said, "Are you looking for me?" The fisherman was stunned. "What?" he said. "Are you looking for me?" said the whale. "No," blurted the fisherman. "No, I wasn't looking for you." "Are you sure?" said the whale. "Yes, I'm sure. I certainly wasn't looking for you." In fact, by now he was starting to feel uncomfortable. He just wanted the whale to go away. "Hmm," said the whale. And after thinking for a while, she dove down under the water. And soon she was just a dark shape in the distance, and then she was gone. The fisherman was stunned. Had he been looking for the whale? Well, he was quite sure he hadn't. He'd never even seen a whale before. He just heard about them. But as he sailed his little ship back towards the shore, all he could think about was the whale. And as the days and weeks and months rolled by, he found himself thinking about the whale more and more. And every time he was out on the sea, every time he'd have one eye trained on the ocean depths, seeing if he could spot her, that dark, dark shape of the whale swimming and coming towards him. Until he had to admit, he really was looking for the whale. There was no question about it. He really was looking for her, every day hoping she'd come for him. And this time he could say that he was indeed looking for her. Well, one time he was out there on the sea. One time he was out there and he had one eye always trained on the dark water. And then he saw her. Coming closer, coming closer. The whale coming towards his ship. Oh, he got so excited now. And as she came out of the water with her huge head, all he could see on one side of her head was just one big eye. And she stared at him and she said, "Are you looking for me?" "Yes," said the fisherman. "Yes, I am looking for you." "Well," said the whale,
"What do you want?"
"Huh?" said the fisherman.
"What exactly do you want with me?"
He didn't realize you had to want something with the whale. He just thought it was enough to be looking for her. Well, he couldn't think of anything else to say. And so after pausing for a little bit, the whale dove down under the waves, and before long, she was gone.
Well,
the fisherman spent the next weeks and months and years wondering indeed what he did want with the whale. Every time he was out on the ocean, he'd be looking for her, one eye trained on the depths, looking for her. Until one day he was out there on the ocean waves when he saw her in the distance. First very small, like a little spot of darkness under the waves, but growing larger and larger and larger, until there she was rising up out of the water.
"Are you looking for me?" she said.
"Yes," said the fisherman. "Yes, I am."
"And what is it that you want?" said the whale.
"Oh," said the fisherman, "I've thought of that. I want to sail my ship close to you. I want to go with you wherever you go. I'm sure that would make me happy."
Said the whale. "I'm not so sure."
"Oh, please, just let me try it."
"Well, okay then," said the whale.
And so they did. The fisherman sailed his boat right up close by the whale as she swam beneath the waves. And wherever they went together, the fisherman always felt safe. Sometimes they went through storms, but he never felt that any harm would befall him while he was with the whale. Sometimes lightning would flash, thunder would roll, but he always felt safe as long as he was with her. Eventually, however, they came to an island where the living was easy, where there was enough of everything a person could want, and only a few other people. The whale said, "I will leave you here. I think here you have everything you need." The man protested,
No, I don't want to live here. I want to be with you. Wherever you go, I want to follow."
"Well," said the whale,
"I must tell you that I'm now going north, where it's colder, where the living is harder, where people are often unhappy in their grimy cities."
"I don't care," said the fisherman. "I just want to be with you. Whatever we do, I just want to be together."
Said the whale. "Okay, then."
So they sailed north, and it got colder and colder. And eventually they came to the grimy cities, where there's a lot of suffering, but there's also a lot of happiness. And the whale said, "Maybe this is the place for you then." And the fisherman said, "I only want to live here if I know that you are always going to be close." And at that, the whale jumped up out of the water, made herself very, very, very small, small enough to slip into his pocket and hardly be noticed, and landed right there in his pocket. And from that day forth, why, he always felt the whale's presence. And whatever storms came in his life, whatever difficulties befell him, he felt just as safe as he had when sailing his boat alongside her on the ocean. He did his best to help people and to be kind and to listen to their troubles, but always inside himself he felt peaceful and calm, like nothing could bother him, no storm could assail him. And in that way, he lived out the rest of his years and was the happiest fisherman you ever could meet. Yes, the happiest fisherman you ever could meet.